We're joined by our ESPN NFL insider, Adam Schefter, courtesy of Bet Rivers Sportsbook. And Adam, we are talking about the Denver Broncos playing meaningful games in December with their destiny in their own hands, Adam, if they can win six games in a row. And it sets up nicely for the Chiefs. What did you think about the Broncos win yesterday?
Listen, impressive to go beat a Chargers team at home. They're playing meaningful football at this year. And listen, you got to like what's going on there, right? How can you not?
Yeah, it's great. Broncos control their own destiny. It's hard to believe it, but you got a primetime game. The NFL knew what they were doing when they flexed the Broncos into primetime, huh? Did they know what they were doing, Adam?
The league is always a step ahead of everybody, right?
Right.
So to put the Broncos and Chiefs on. Now, the Broncos in Kansas City in December, their record there is not exactly distinguished.
No.
But all you can ask is to have this kind of chance in a matchup like this. And if you're Denver, you got to be happy about that. And look, Kansas City is not playing its best football. The Broncos will have a chance in that game. And so all good right now.
Hey, maybe you can bring up to speed on some football news around the NFL. And Christian, our guy, is done again for the year.
Yeah, and just amazing, right? It's just second straight year that Christian McCaffrey will finish the year on injured reserve. Injury examined today. They've made the determination that he will not be back. And so that's got to be very disappointing for him and that organization that his season again is over. And you hate to see such a great player.
Mm-hmm. Adam, I find the coaching carousel going on in college right now fascinating. Pac-12 is making some moves. They pull Lincoln Riley over from Oklahoma. And now Oklahoma is hot on the chase on Cliff Kingsbury. Now, I guess I'd be shocked if Cliff went there, but he didn't exactly shoot it all down, did he?
Well, I wouldn't say hot on the chase. He's on their list, right? There are people on their list. What's interesting about it is, you know, first of all, yesterday I put it out there that he's on their list. He's one of the guys that they'll be targeting. And you know, people, the agent, put that out. The agent never put it out there. And does it help Cliff and his agent? Of course it does. Yes, it does. But it did not come from them. And so, look, an agent's job is to get his client the best deal. A coach is to put himself in position to win as many games to get the best deal. And so they're in a good spot right now. They have the best record in the NFL. He's got 1 year left on his deal
right after
this season. Mm. And so very few coaches head into the last year of their contract on the last year, particularly coming up in which they're having if it goes as far as they want. So we'll see what happens. Like, Arizona is not close to signing into an extension. It's not like that story is turning into a new extension for Cliff Kingsbury. The Cardinals know the situation.
Wouldn't be shocked, though, if that's where it heads eventually.
Oh, yeah, eventually, yeah. I mean, you want to keep your head coach, right? Eventually, yes. But I don't believe that report yesterday is going to result in a new extension for Cliff Kingsbury this week or this month. We'll see. Again, it's going to be the byproduct of a lot of talks. I think the bigger point is, independent of everybody, Cliff Kingsbury, if they keep winning, is going to have options. He just is. That's sure. The way it is.
Yeah, who is the highest paid coach in the NFL? Because I'm thinking about Lincoln Riley right now at USC.
Belichick, right?
I'm curious who it is, Adam.
I believe it to be Bill Belichick, yes. And no one knows the exact figure, but I think he is the highest one.
But what is it-ish, do you think? What neighborhood are we talking?
Somewhere between, I would say, $12 to $15 million.
Oh, all right. Wow. Okay. Well, that's right up there then with Lincoln Riley. I just can't believe how much these colleges are paying is all. You know, and maybe that is the dream, not the NFL, if you make that kind of money. It's wild. It's crazy to think.
Well, it's a situation where if Cliff Kingsbury keeps winning, he's going to have options.
Yeah.
Oklahoma, of course, why would Oklahoma not have him on a list, right? Like,
right.
It'd be crazy not to. And so we'll see what happens. And you heard his answer today, right? I mean, Mike Tomlin came out and was like, I am not going to college.
right.
Okay. Did you hear Cliff Kingsbury?
I did.
No.
No, what did he say?
Well, he'd be an idiot to say that with this kind of leverage.
Well, I did. What did he say? I didn't catch it.
He just said, we're focused on winning.
Okay.
It's not the time to talk about that job right now.
Okay, fun. Adam, Michigan beats Ohio State. You are a Michigan grad. Your son goes to Michigan. You got all sorts of Michigan ties. We had Baron Browning, who went to Ohio State of the Broncos, say he just couldn't believe it. It was like a nightmare dream. I congratulate you and your Michigan brethren. How does it feel?
Well, a few things. First of all, on my podcast last week, I had Taylor Lewan on, and he and I went back and forth on how Michigan was going to win the game. You could say, oh, it's easy to say that in advance. But I truly believe that and been telling a bunch of my friends that all season long when they asked. Nobody believed it. Nobody believed it. And that's fine. And what I felt was I was around the team for a full day in October, early October, and I couldn't believe how much they were talking about Ohio State then and how vulnerable they felt Ohio State was. And I just felt like this was a better Michigan team. And the other thing is, it just felt like it was time.
he's had a few cracks at top five teams.
You know what? It just did. And, you know, my son, honestly, my son's been cheated of his college experience. You know, he's had some obstacles in his life. Mm-hmm. And I just felt like, you know what? I've been very blessed to experience some unbelievable sporting moments in my life. Michigan won the national championship in basketball my senior year of college in 1989. I was fortunate enough and honored enough to cover the Broncos when they won back-to-back Super Bowls, which was incredibly exciting, as everybody remembers. I've seen many teams that I grew up rooting for win championships. And I said to myself, you know, this is the first time my son is a senior at Michigan that he's going to a Michigan-Ohio State game. Oh. He hasn't been to one.
Oh.
And I feel like, in a way, it's just crazy. A little bit owed to him to have one of those great sporting memories that have been denied to him.
Yeah.
And that's, I told him that last week. We were out to lunch the week before the game, and Michigan State was losing to Ohio State like 50-0. And he goes, oh, my God, how the hell? Michigan's going to get killed.
Right.
I go, Devin, you can. This sets up perfectly. This is exactly what you want, Ohio State blowing out Michigan State until nobody can think that they're beatable. It's exactly awesome. What you wanted. And
that's
just telling you, I felt it coming all week long.
All right. Well, did he run on the field?
He did not. He you know what he told me? He sat in the stands with one of his college buddies, who I also went to college with. It was the two sons of Michigan men.
Okay.
And he said that the other kid was crying. And he said, are you going to run the field? And he goes, that's an amateur move. I don't need to run the field. I just want to stand here, soak it all in.
I respect it. Yeah, take it all in. Yeah, sure.
All right, Seattle, Washington tonight. That game is on TV. And Adam, good luck on Countdown. Have fun tonight. We'll
Thanks,
watch
guys.
You.
Have a great week. Nice talk to you. Happy holidays.
Okay, you too.